That's our ring time for Lemon Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. See what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Howdy, folks. I'm Dick Huddleston. And it's my duty to tell you that things have got out of hand at the Jot'em Down store again. In getting ready for their anniversary sale, Abner told Cedric to wash off all the labels on the canned goods. And that's just what he did. Washed the labels right off the cans. He and Abner are over at the Jot'em Down store now trying to undo this disaster. Hurry up, Cedric. Got to get this all in before Lom gets here.
Well, we just got about three more to go here.
Oh, good.
So, just three more.
Good.
If this isn't done, it'll only be three more.
Hey, Dogus, I'm sure glad you come along, Cedric. Had I been for you, I'd have sure been out of luck. Old Lom told me if I didn't get us out of this mess in 24 hours, he was going to make me pay for all the canned goods in this whole place.
Yes, Mom, you told me that.
Is he going to be surprised? He never figured I could do it. He said I thought we never would find out what's in all them cans. I can't afford to wait till he walks in here and sees what we did.
Well, his eyes are sure bug out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he'd fall right down. He'd be so surprised. Well, this must be the last one out here. Is it, Cedric?
Yes, Mom. They come out even, too, didn't they?
Yeah.
See there?
Well, it looks pretty good. Packed the girls as good as they did before. I'll sure have to hand it to you, Cedric. I don't know what I would have did if you hadn't used your head.
Yes, Mom, I've been using it lately. Makes it seem like I'm smarter than I am somehow.
Dogus, you are getting smarter, Cedric.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Fact is, you're my genius. I think I'll just give you a jar of peanut butter to show you what I think of you. Free.
Chunk style?
Any style you want.
Well, make it chunk style, then. I'm still a chunk man. I don't care how big of a genius I get to be, I'll always be a chunk man.
Well, it's a good thing to be, I reckon. I don't know much about it.
Now, you take Gomer Bates now. He favors the plain style.
Well.
He's more of a smooth man.
Uh-huh.
But me, chunk style every time. You give me a peanut butter sandwich without no chunks in it, and it just seems like I ain't living. But on the other hand...
Hey, wait a minute. There comes Lom. Here, set this jar of paste out of sight here. Don't say nothing to him about the way you've done this now. Just let him see it for himself. Well, howdy, Lom. Come on in. Nice day, ain't it?
Now, I don't know what's so nice about it. Here we are stuck with a store full of practical worthless merchandise. Hello, Cedric.
Oh, howdy, Mr. Lom.
Bound you, I laid awake half the night trying to figure this thing out.
Well, what were you worrying about it for? Thought you told me to do it. You give me 24 hours, don't you recollect?
Yeah, well, I was just so mad I never knowed what I was saying. I ought to know better than to think you could study up anything.
Oh, I don't know. Simple little thing like that was.
Wish it was simple.
Personal, I don't see nothing to it. Just figuring out what's inside of a few cans. That ain't nothing, is it, sir? Leastways, not for a couple of brainy fellas, it ain't.
Well, this ain't no laughing matter now. This is downright serious. Once last night, when I finally went to sleep, I dreamed that... Well, I'll be dead blame.
What's the matter?
Look at the shelves.
Yeah?
I must still be dreaming. Look, the labels are all back on the can. Abner, pinch me. Am I awake?
I'd love to.
Oh, cut that out, you silly idiot.
You told me to pinch you.
Yeah, but you don't need to do it so hard. Granny, am I seeing things or them labels actual on there?
They're on.
But that can't be.
It can't, huh?
Wait a minute. Do you know something about this?
Why, natural. You told me to get us out of this mess. And when you tell Abner Peabody to do something, my dog is just as good as dead right then, kid.
But how? Where did you... How could you do it?
Well, weren't nothing to it. Me and Cedric done it together. I will have to give Cedric most of the credit.
Well, I don't care who gets the credit. I just want to know how you done it.
Well, it's just a simple thing. Just a matter of using your brains is all. See, when Cedric washed all the labels off the cans the other night, why, he never threw them away. He saved them. So, all we done was just paste them back on the cans.
Well, that don't beat the bugs up, I
just a little head work, that's all.
Oh, I'm sort of a genius. Chunk style.
You know, sometimes I think I'm wasting my time in a little old two-bit grocery store. Or to be working somewhere where they need a man with a head full of brains.
Granny, you fellas must have worked a long time on this.
Well, yeah, we did, that's true.
But what of it? As long as it saves the store, I don't care.
You know, Steve, I never thought to ask Cedric what he done with them labels, Effie. Wait a minute.
Huh?
Wait just a minute here. How did you fellas know which cans to put what labels on?
No, we just taking the labels.
Oh, me. No.
It's no. How did we know how to do that?
You never know. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Well, we must have known some way or other, or we never would have did it. You recollect how we knowed, Cedric?
No, Mom. Just geniuses, I reckon.
I know. We started over in that corner there and worked over
there. Listen, Abner, if you had a tomato label in your hand, but you never knowed which cans of tomatoes was in, how would you know which in the face it on?
Yeah, you're right. That is a mystery.
Abner, can't you get it through your head that you just made things worse than they was before? Every one of them cans is labeled wrong.
Every one of them?
Well, if they ain't, it's just a pure accident. Grannies, I've never saw such ignorance in one human. You could be arrested for hoarding it. Now, while you and your genius friend there get busy and take all them labels off of them cans again, I'll try to figure out what we can do with this next up.
Well, now...
Hurry up.
Yes, sir. All right. Cedric, get going.
Well, Mr.
Hurry up there. Come on.
Yes, ma'am.
Get out there in the feed room and start heating up a tub of water. Don't think I've never saw such ignorance in one human in my life. You could be arrested for hoarding it, Cedric.
All right now, Abner. Don't take it out on him. You're just as much to blame for this as he is.
Cedric, put down that jar of peanut butter.
Well, you said you were going to give it to him free.
Well, that's off now. Let me know when the water gets hot.
Yes, ma'am.
I reckon I ought to go ahead and give him the peanut butter, as long as I promised it to him, though.
What did you promise it to him first?
For being so brainy.
Uh-huh. Now, you better take a jar for yourself, too, Abner.
Well, thank you.
I wonder if the wholesale house would have any way of telling what's in them cans. Yeah, I don't reckon so. Once you get the labels off, they all look alike.
If you only had some way of looking through that can... A magnifying glass wouldn't do it, would it?
No, it'd just make them look bigger.
Telescope?
No.
I know this. Wait a minute. I got it. Doc Miller.
Doc Miller? What's he got to do with it?
Well, don't you see? He's got that machine that takes your picture inside. I mean, takes a picture of what's inside of you.
Yes, that's right, ain't
it? Why, sure. Whatever the machine is, it must be able to look right through things. What do you call them, x-rays or something like that?
X-rays.
Yeah, that's it. Let's call her up right now.
Well, wait a minute. I ain't sure we can afford it.
Afford it?
Yeah, that stuff runs into right smart of expense. I know Miss Palmer had an x-ray picture taken of her, and it cost her
$10. $10? What'd you do, have a whole batch of prints made to give away at Christmas or something?
No, that was just for the one picture. And if you want my own opinion, it weren't a very good likeness of her, neither.
Maybe Doc just don't know how to work it very good.
No, that x-ray stuff is just natural expenses. And if we start figuring $10 a can just to find out what's inside of it, you can see right there we'll bankrupt ourselves in no time at all. Most of them cans won't sell for over 30 or 40 cents.
No. Well, maybe we could have a group picture taken along. They're always nice.
Yeah, but it'll still cost us too much. And here's another thing. Busy as Doc is nowadays, you'd have to call him in advance and get an appointment with him.
Have it.
Well, that'd sound fine, wouldn't it? Call up a doctor's office and say you want to make an appointment for a can of hominy.
How do you know it's a can of hominy?
Well, I don't know. I'm just taking that for example.
Yeah, but if you knowed it was a can of hominy, well, you wouldn't have to send it over there. See, you're on the idea of this thing.
I know what the idea is. Just skip it. X-ray won't work.
Yeah, let's see. Might get old Beth over here with his divining rod.
What good will that do? We ain't looking for water. We don't want to dig no well.
No, that's right. Might get a rabbit in here.
A rabbit?
Yes, sir. I doubt you he could tell us what can the carrots is in.
Abner, cut out talking silly and answer the phone.
Mom, I'm just trying to help. That's all I'm trying to do. Doggy. Hello, John Dallasore, Rabbit Peabody. Abner Peabody doing the talking. No, we ain't figured out what to do about it yet, Charlie. Well, I'll be glad to deliver some cans of stuff to you, but we don't know what's in them. You don't, huh? Well, all right. Anything you say. Yeah, quick as a can, Charlie. All right. Goodbye. Crazy Charlie Redfield. Wants me to deliver half a dozen of those cans to him.
Stop knowing what's in them?
That's why he wants them. See, he does his own cooking, you know, and he says he gets a dad blame tired of thinking up what he's going to eat every night. This way, why, every meal will be a fry.
That sounds like Charlie, all right.
You know, that ain't a bad idea. Surprising yourself. I know I get tired of Elizabeth fixing the same things all the time. I might just take an armful of them things home myself.
Now, Granny, wait a minute. I believe I'm getting an idea.
What is it?
Listen, wouldn't you say that everybody loves a spy?
Why, sure, I guess so.
You know how folks is always interested in a grab bag?
Yeah.
I've saw folks that wouldn't ordinarily spend a nickel put up money for a grab bag. They'll do it every time. It's the surprise part of it that gets them.
Yeah, come to think of it, I believe you're right, Mom.
Well, sir, that's what we're going to do.
Put up money for something in a grab bag?
No, silly. We're going to change our anniversary sale to a grab bag sale.
A what?
A grab bag sale. We'll put a flat rate of 25 cents on every can in the store. We'll let them take their pick. And if they can guess what's in it, they get it free.
Well, good for us.
Abner, ring the fire alarm. I'm going to get on that party line and make an announcement that'll pack this store so full of customers we'll have to build an annex.